DLGaming.net presents the Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic. Flopsy.
I think that what we need to take out of that is that you're a weird dude.
Your host, Robert Digital.
I think this is a worse idea than Evolve 2.
And
Smoochie.
How you doing?
I'm doing very sober.
Okay, cool.
Now, turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
This is Chad.
I'm Emilio.
And this is Chi.
All right.
And we got through it without any embarrassment.
Yeah.
First time ever.
Yeah, probably the best one we've ever done.
The drugs help.
Yes, it does.
All right, before we get into it, let's give a shout out to some new Patreons. Who do we got, Emilio?
We got Bill. Thank you so much. Joshua, or Josiah. And Lab Monkey has gone up and raised his... because we redid the tiers, and the tiers are awesome.
I believe...
Thank you very much, guys.
I believe he prefers to go as Dorothy these days.
Dorothy.
That was a secret.
Oh.
Whoops.
Yeah. So, there that goes.
Surprise.
And Lab Monkey has put his subscription down to $5 again.
Isn't it funny how, like, you associate someone with the first name you learn them by? Like, for instance... like, my name is Robert, technically, and some people know me as Robert. Like, when I was in high school, I was friends with this girl who I called Nicole, but everyone else called her Nikki, and she called me Robert, and everyone else called me Bobby. So we had this really weird relationship where we called each other these different names, but then everyone else called
us something banged.
Different.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Okay. That's usually how that finishes.
Rabbit senpai.
But the reason I say that is because I think the first time that I met Lab Monkey, his name was Dr. Mops. So I always thought...
Spoiled that name too. Sorry, Lab.
But I thought that, that Lab Monkey was always a secondary name to me.
What's funny is I didn't know... I didn't realize until just recently that he had another name, and so he would talk to me every once in a while, and I would just talk back like he was...
I only just found out like a week ago.
A casual acquaintance, and yeah. I didn't realize either.
Honestly, if you guys don't know, we were talking about who the longest listener that's active. Like, it's probably Lab Monkey or Jens. I think it goes Lab Monkey, Jens, Fixac, I think.
Flying? Is Flying in there?
Flying, yep.
Yeah. Fastidious, you need a lot more work. Oh, wait, we got Windows Defender.
All right, so hey, speaking of Lab Monkey, there's a game that he's been recommending that I have been wanting to check out. I installed it, I played a little bit of it, but I'm going to be playing more of it, hopefully, Dead Core. And I feel like this is one that has come up a lot.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I'm not surprised that he recommended this, because he's a big fan of Mirror's Edge, and this is very similar. It's like a speedrunning type of game where you're just running really fast. There's you have a gun to activate traps as you run. It looks pretty good. I mean, it looks like an enjoyable game, especially if you enjoy those types of games. I wasn't a big Mirror's Edge fan, though. I don't know. Any interest in this?
Can you place that video? I feel like I played that.
The name of this game is kind of putting me off. Like, Dead Core sounds to me like it's going to be
game.
A suspense zombie, like... It's dark and you only have a flashlight and that battery life is dying. That feels to me what Dead Core is.
It's kind of a confusing name because it sounds like so many other games, like Dead Cells or like Dead by Daylight, Deadlight.
Yeah.
It kind of confused me at first. Like, you have to be like, oh, which one are you talking about? Oh, the speedrunning game. Okay. But it's got a bit of a plot to it. It's got like a little story to it. I haven't quite followed that, but it is kind of enjoyable. Kind of reminds me of a 3D action bit trip runner. Did you guys play that?
Yeah, yeah, gotcha.
How long do you think this game is?
I don't know. It doesn't.
This
seem
also
like
comes with the caveat that Lab Monkey is a time speedrunner in Mirror's Edge, and he loved Part 1 and Part 2. Hmm. So. It's kind of like a guy who really loves soccer trying to get you into soccer. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, this game's really important. And then you watch it and you're like, oh, fucking soccer
sucks.
Sounds
like everybody that's
soccer's
playing
cool.
Rocket League. Like, please
well,
don't try to convince
game,
me
though.
That's a good game.
That is a good game.
That is a good game. See, nobody's playing Dead Core.
Yeah.
There's not 1 million sold in the first month.
All right. Nidhogg 2 is coming out. When is that coming out? We've heard about this for a while.
I think next month, I think. But yeah. Anyway, the reason I came up here is I was showing Bobby or Chad the new graphics, the new art style, and it looks like they went for like a claymation way.
I don't like it at all.
I think it's great. I like that when you kill people, the clay just kind of falls apart, and so it looks more brutal than it actually is.
What was that fighter claymation game on the Super Nintendo? I think Genesis. It was like clay.
Celebrity Deathmatch?
No, that was the show on
MTV. That was a show, yeah. I thought there was a video game.
It had the snowman. It had the taffy guy.
I know the game, dude. What
was that one?
Clay Fighter.
Clay Fighter, yes.
That's right.
Clay Fighter.
Now that you
said one good thing. Well, he also said he has pre-cast all over his face. That's pretty good, too.
Thank you. Thank you, Fast. What were those little figurines we had as kids that were all like flesh colored
muscle men?
Muscles, yeah, muscles. Muscle men. They yeah. should do. They
talking
should
about
do
like a Stretch Armstrong.
No. It was like M.U.S.C.
It's called an acronym.
Yeah, it was an acronym for something.
No, keep doing the keep spelling it out with that.
L. Dot E.
I don't know what the acronym was for though.
They never did a game for that though, did they?
No. Can you find out what the acronym meant for muscles? They're fastidious.
All right, what else are we talking about? Oh, Sky, what was the other one?
Sky Knights. Okay, so the developer of Sky Knights contacted me over Discord, and he asked for my email address. I gave it to him, and he sent me some promotional material on it. It's a game that's coming out, a jet fighter game. It looks like
I might know this one.
Let me bring this up here. I was interested in it. Wrong page.
Skydive Milwaukee. No, that's it.
Nice game. I guess he worked for Rovio, which made the Angry Birds game.
Yep.
He also worked for Fat Shark, which made War of the Roses and something else, too. I can't remember what, but I was a big fan of War of the Roses.
I remember the Fat Shark logo coming up, so I played something.
Bobby?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because it's on green light.
So Sky Knights, Knights like the Knight in Shining Armor. And it had a G.I. Joe Top Gun feel to it, so I kind of liked that look. But it appears to be, let's see how it's described here, if I can find it. No, this isn't even the story. Top-down action game.
Okay, so it's top-down. Okay. Go up to the...
Yeah, we're okay.
Yeah, let's check out the video here.
Okay, that looks cool.
So it's like dogfighting.
Oh, cool.
That is fun.
Okay. Dogfighting is so like confusing when you're in first person. Maybe it'll be more fun when it's like this.
I'm digging this. This is kind of maybe like a twin stick shooter style.
It looks like that, and what I can't tell is does it go vertical too? Or are you just going like side to side? It looks like you can go up, down, left.
Yeah,
it
like looks like you got barrel rolls and stuff.
Of freedom. Okay.
Maybe it's a move to do like a loop de loop or a barrel roll or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's kind of distracting is that the planes are so small.
They are
and
small.
The environment, there's not much contrasting color, I would say. So your plane, even though it's aerial, it almost looks like a tiny little ant on, against desert plane.
You're right. At least you make them pop out some more.
And it's not very visually attractive in that sense.
Well, Bobby, can you email him and tell him if he wants a favorable review, we'll need $1,000 and four copies of the game?
He needs to do what they did with Tomb Raider's breasts, with Lara Croft's breasts. He just needs to, like,
just 150 pop
times,
the boobs out.
Yeah, up the size of the planes.
I'm always down to talk to developers, so if he wants to come on, I'm down.
Yeah, maybe we'll contact him and see if maybe we can talk to him a little bit more about it.
So it looks like they've got a store page, but they haven't started pre-orders or anything like that yet.
No, they have not. Yeah, so it's still pretty early in development.
It looks good. Yeah, like it looks like a good starting point.
I'm so merciless. Did you hear about the latest Land Center review I gave?
No, I don't want to know.
Oh, yeah, the last one.
Just kidding.
I don't want to know.
That's why I don't make new friends. I'm just not a nice person, generally.
Do ruthless with a pun with chi right now, Emilio.
Ruthless?
Yeah.
Chi. Yeah.
Okay. Think about it.
Okay.
We'll come back to it. We'll put pin in it.
So Steam is going to have a big update they've been talking about. Was this leaked or was this officially announced?
I think it was part of Unity Europe 2017, which I think is kind of a developer.
Can you say this right? Unity.
I don't know. What's that from?
That's from Dave Chappelle.
Oh,
man.
Wow.
It's too old.
Bobby,
time flies when no one gets Dave Chappelle jokes.
That is so old. Sorry, you lost me on that.
We're talking about muscle toys, and you're calling Dave Chappelle old.
I'm not sure I've seen that episode, because I have no idea what that is.
That was the most famous one of all, where he did Rick James, where he punched Charlie Murphy in the head with the ring.
Is that, though, when he jumps on the couch, and he's like, I'm Charlie Murphy, bitch?
Yeah.
Is that the whole same thing?
Was that the
same one? No, that one's Charlie. That's the other one.
Yeah.
All right. First this one's fallen into a rabbit hole.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, there's a new UI update. And to briefly describe it, they are doing a UI refresh, whatever that means. Quick launch into recent games. That'll be nice.
Well, it's nice because there's right now it's only one. You, when you right click on Steam, you only get one option.
No, no, you get several
options. Wait, hold on. This is all specifically talking about the library screen.
Okay.
So
no,
what they're doing is the main one that they discussed that's important for the developers is what they're doing on the library page, and the library page is getting an update and doing things other than just having a list.
It's called the game launch page. So the one when you click on a game in your library and that entire page comes up right now, the only thing that is
anybody
on there
cares
is
about is the play button. It comes up. If it's in your library, it comes up and you push the play.
Yeah, well, right now they have like news articles, recent news articles.
It's the logo and the recent news articles, yeah.
It says visit who's the playing hub. It, what friends own it.
Well, now they're trying to get it more like an activity feed where you can see what
your friends are doing on that game.
Your friends are doing.
And I'm on board with that because they have an activity page, but nobody uses it.
And
they try to
promote it. They try to promote it. Even the last Steam summer sale, like one of the things to get a badge or a card was go check your activity page. But nobody really uses that. And I think Steam has such great potential to be a social media platform.
It really does.
And I don't think they're capitalizing on that nearly enough.
A Facebook for gamers is kind of what I would like to see.
Yeah.
And why isn't... I know you can stream on there, but why aren't they should be rivaling Twitch? I mean, what percentage of the games on Twitch are being run on Steam anyway?
It's just people know to go to Twitch now. Like at first,
you think it's too late?
Yeah,
I think so.
It's just the brand. We know what they should do though, and if you have the Steam, what was that? Enhanced Steam plugin for either Firefox or Chrome. If you go to somebody's profile page and they're streaming, it shows you a snapshot of their stream, how many people are watching and what they're playing.
That's another thing
there
that's going to be on here too.
Oh really?
Okay. Yeah, about
that's great. That's
so really like if you go to play a game, you'll see what friends are playing and which ones are streaming, and basically right now if you go to that thing, it's just a bunch of wasted space. Mm-hmm. You see the logo for the game and then the activity as far as like articles. There's so much dead space. I showed you today. There's like
there really is.
Acres of dead space. So,
Well, I think it's going to make Steam profiles. You know how people level up their Steam profile and then you show up higher on their friends list? It's going to make that even more important. So if you can up your friends list up to the maximum of 2,000, that'd be great if they could raise that cap too. That'd be fantastic.
Oh my goodness.
But if you have up to 2,000 friends, those are 2,000 people that have access to your going-ons of Steam. So like if I'm streaming, that's 2,000 people on my friends list that are going to be notified and can possibly watch me. So that's going to become more important.
I feel like Bobby was almost out of the... chasing the golden goose.
Yeah, he was.
I maxed out my friends list. Like, I can't have more than 2,000. Yeah. So, once
very
you level
quickly,
350,
can I just give a synopsis of how leveling up my Steam friends list went after getting all of your pointers and the summer Steam sale?
Did you ever craft any badges?
I did.
Well, I broke your computer, is what happened.
Well, first off, I downloaded Idolemaster. I got so many complaints because even if I tried to log off of my friends, it kept on logging me back in. I think it's because I also have the mobile app. And if I had Idolemaster running, it would show that I would be playing 50 games at once all at the same time, and then it would just like spam everybody. But beyond that, when it came to, I think it said I was missing all but maybe 20, 30 cards from what Idolemaster could get me. And when the Steam Summer Sale came through, I think I spent $10. I bought $10 worth, and I only was able to level up 5 times.
Is that about right, Bobby?
But here's the thing. I didn't do my homework. I didn't go...
You have to find out what the games, what the cheapest
games are.
And you have a website, right?
It would have taken a lot of time. So I was just like, okay, let me just go off of which
website is kind of busted right now. People keep DDoSing it, so it doesn't really work too well. So you can actually go on there and see which are the cheapest ones, but you can't import your data to find out which ones you need. But if you're starting fresh and you haven't leveled up much, then you can kind of go off of what's on there.
So I didn't do it 100% the correct way. But I was going to say, I got up to about 5 levels, realized I barely had that much space for a new friend, so I just deleted 100 of them. So if you were my friends list and you were accidentally deleted, my apologies.
It wasn't on accident.
It was not on accident. It
was calculated. I was very calculative about every single delete.
Yeah, I do a little, house cleaning. I do that every now and then because I sort my friends by last time logged on, and there's people who haven't logged on in over a year. So I clean out, you know, anyone who hasn't logged on within the last couple of months.
But then you're back at 2000 again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just keep coming. But that's important, especially if, you know, you want to be noticed and you want people to see your posts and your pictures and your artwork and your streams on Steam. It's important that you clean out those people because you want active users on Steam.
I think you need to change your profile picture if you want to be noticed to that Wolverine picture that you recently
definitely
posted.
The shirtless Wolverine picture.
Shirtless Wolverine six pack.
Get a Wolverine. That was
Bobby
the one.
Photo.
No, I can't do that. Like, post a picture of me like 5 years ago. Be like, yep, still got it. Like,
still got it. Still rocking it.
I cannot do that, folks. Cannot do that.
But you can, because it's the internet.
I guess I could, but I don't know. I don't know. Like, I'm so confused about how people use their profile pics. Like, they always put the, like, a picture of, like, a really hot girl's ass on their profile pic. Mm. Or, like, a girl taking a selfie. And it's like, they put it on there like, yeah, that's me. You know, like, I don't know if they're like,
no, I don't think that's why they're doing it. Like, that's me.
I don't know, because they changed their name. I am very confused. Like, all my Russian friends on Steam, they do this. So I'm a little confused as to why this is.
But you really only
have you ever
one
been a
Russian
girl
friend,
on
right?
the internet and how much attention that gets you?
We could ask Moogle Mike. He could probably break it down for us.
Moogle Mike could get to the bottom.
Have you played with him yet, Bobby?
No, not yet. Because I think you guys only play PUBG.
Yeah.
Well, you can play some PUBG with us.
I do have to play some PUBG.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I wish I could play PUBG. We're
playing tonight. Although we got to get through Divinity. We're kind of like digging through that right now. Mm-hmm. The last thing that was on the presentation was that how well they're doing. So there's a huge 2015. They had like 11 million concurrent players, and now they have a peak of 14 million. They have 33 million different people playing every day, 67 million different people playing Mothly. I can't spell. And
Mothly, yep, that's the way.
1.5 million purchases monthly is what their average is right now. So it's nuts. But
I wonder how many of those purchases are for alt accounts and or recently banned accounts because of that new VAC ban update.
I hope all of them. Fuck, yes, fuck you if you cheat.
They might be counting those bundle sites, so I think the numbers are a little padded.
Let's get into those the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, let's do it. So you mentioned
actually, how about for today the guacamole,
the guac
chips.
And chips.
Yes,
we're getting to the guac. Oh my god, we're gonna have to rename this segment the guac and chips of the podcast, guys.
No, it's not on there, but you did mention we've been playing some Divinity Original Sin Enhanced Edition. That's been fun. I've been having a good time getting back into that game.
It's really good.
I'm excited for you guys. So you guys just picked it up back again.
Yeah, and I feel like we're a little lost, though. Like, we're having trouble finding the...
Are you starting from the beginning or just starting where you're
going? No,
let's not do that.
We're clearing areas that we've never been to. But as far as the story is progressing, and like, I have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah, like the quests, I'm not sure where we're supposed to go. So we're just finding areas where we haven't killed anybody, killing them, and seeing if that advances us.
Basically.
Really?
And the killing is the most fun for me. So
yeah, the combat's great.
Yeah.
So I feel like when you do that in a game like this, your quest list will ever expand since you're picking up a lot of sub-quests. And if you stick to the main quest, and this is one thing I noticed in Divinity, you would always, for the main quest, you always end up going back to where it's like the time lair. I forget what it's called. And if you know, if it instructs you to go back there and talk to those group
Zizix
of people,
or whatever.
That's how you know it's the main quest.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because sometimes you do get a little lost.
They don't separate quests into main quests and side quests? I think
they do.
I don't know.
No, no, it's not. The quest log isn't split up at all, and they don't give you quest markers. Well, actually, they do give you quest markers, but most of the time they don't work. Like, it's very convoluted, the whole quest system. It's really like you have to actually read the dialogue, pay attention to what's going on, and figure it out yourself. Like, they do not hold your hand.
Isn't it amazing how many complaints we have about this game, and yet we love it so much?
It does a lot of things right. For all the things that I find frustrating, you know, the number one being the combat when you're trying to click on somebody.
No. Number one is taking the cheese vendor out of the game in the enhanced edition.
He's hilarious.
What the fuck, guys? The game,
they redid his voice line. Someone else did them, and they're not nearly as good.
That's the most frustrating.
For James, there's more holes in that. There's no more holes in that story than this fine Gorgon Bear.
Butchering.
Awesome.
That was about four lines all pushed into one.
There are so many good side stories and quests in that game that just like offer a lot of like light humor in a very, very dark.
Yeah. For sure.
Dark, you know, time and era and world. You know.
This game is making me really excited for Divinity 2.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Divinity 2 is going to be just like this game, but better. Like, it's going to fix those little problems. The graphics are going to be better. I have high hopes for it.
Not only that, it's going to have more significance in each individual player's decisions. So you guys can actually really split up in the world, do different things at the same time and affect each other. Like, and then really affect what's happening with one another depending on how you play the game.
You might think this is interesting, too. So what we did, I don't know if you know this, we both got the Lone Wolf ability.
Oh, that's horrible.
To start off. So there's only two of us.
That's horrible.
No, but we don't have to manage four people. We only have to manage two.
Yeah.
So our fights are probably not half as long.
And neither one of you guys have pets either, I noticed.
Yeah, we're not pets either.
You can't when you're a lone wolf.
Yeah.
Really? You can't?
But are you guys having a harder time because
of
that?
It was a little more difficult at first.
At first. But now
I did this on my own account before, and I was trying to convince you of it. And Emilio, you were a little apprehensive to do it. But, it was a little more difficult at first. But then once you get a little more gear and you level up, it's actually a lot easier. It's two less people that you have to manage and choose ability and talent points for. We can't do as much. Like, we don't have a crafter. I'm the lore master, so I have to, like, identify items that we get, but we can't do as much.
That's exactly what I used my companions for. I had one lore master. Mm-hmm. I had one, the thief.
Yeah, everyone
that unlocked everything.
Has a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I do miss that part, but it's a lot less work. It's so much less work.
Gee, Moogle Mike was asking me if this is a good boyfriend-girlfriend game.
Oh, it's amazing.
That's what I was trying to tell him.
As long as you guys are both coherent in your reading abilities and can communicate with one another without losing your patience. Sure. Yes, absolutely. And at your very core, you are actually a gamer because this is a real fucking game.
Yeah, it's a real game. Real RPG.
There's no
RPG
handouts here. It's one of to me, one of the truer classic RPGs that I've played in a very, very long time.
For sure. Anyway, we weren't even going to bring it up and we went on for 10 minutes. It's a great game. Get it.
Finish it.
All right. So what else are we going to talk about here?
Oh, it's all you, Bobby.
Yeah, I got a lot on.
It's like last week.
I know. Well, that's what happens.
I love you when you don't have a job, dude.
I know.
It's so great. Please get fired.
Bobby's playing for the both of us because he not only has his working computer, but he also has my broken computer at his place. So
he calls it the porn box.
He is gaming through me. I mean, me gaming.
I get a lot
of
gaming done, and it gets to the point where, you know, I play a lot of HOTS, obviously, but then I get a little burnt out on it, and I got to play something else. So I've been chipping away at some of the games that I've half finished. I beat Doom this week. Great game, but loved it.
Before you get into stuff, just a quick: what level is your main account at on HOTS? Because you had complained that your last week that your HOTS, your main account, was lower than you were, and you worked your way up to Diamond 5.
Yeah, it's still a Diamond 5. I haven't been playing a lot.
Okay.
I did all my placement games on my other accounts, and they both placed Diamond 3, 500 points into it, which is the highest you can place. So, yeah, go figure.
But you say
better than
that's the lowest one, right?
It goes 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Next tier 5, 4.
But the next one after that is Masters, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Masters is after
that. But that is...
You're a little upset about your...
Well, I was kind of upset that I had really bad placement games on my main account, and I placed Platinum 2, and I've never placed that low before. So, but the other thing too is I barely play ranked games on my main account, so it didn't have a lot to go off of.
I'm lost.
Okay, yeah, and time out.
Why don't just get rid of your other account and just focus on your main and climb the ranks?
I don't know. I've got these other accounts built up so much because it's nice. It's hard to explain why people have alternate accounts. And
I got it originally so that you could play with chat.
You know what?
Yeah. Well, the MMR on my other accounts is really high too. So
I've got to say, there's probably a lot less pressure when you're gaming on your alts. Mm-hmm. Like you're just there. You're being able to enjoy yourself.
Do you play better on your alts?
I don't know.
I mean, Bobby is Bobby.
The first step to improvement is being honest with yourself.
No, I don't think I play any better. But when I play on my alts, first of all, my third account doesn't have all the heroes. And my second account, I don't have all the heroes to five, so I can't play them in Hero League. So I don't have access to the entire hero pool. But when I do play on my alts, it's a lot less stressful because I
because you
like,
don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's like whatever, dude. You know, and I think I made the mistake on my alternate accounts of friending everybody on them because I'd like to have an account I can just get on and be unknown on.
That's what number four is for.
Yeah, maybe I just
but he just wants to get but join, keto mask and
friend me on number four because okay. I need a fresh one when you yeah. start off.
But anyway, so
I think Bobby also likes it, like. You seem like the type of person that likes a little bit of mystery behind you. So it translates into the gaming world.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if mystery is the right word for it.
I mean, look at some of your names on your...
Je ne sais quoi. That's the name of his fourth account.
Yep. M-I-D. Now you got it.
This guy, he's got that.
Je ne sais quoi. All right, Doom. Sorry, that was a tangent. Doom.
Amazing game. Not really much to say about it, but I just kept going back to this game because it was... It doesn't have any story, although I will say I streamed some of it, and Bill the Heel pointed out that the guy that kind of leads you on through the story, S. Hayden, kind of sounds like Satan.
Wow.
That was clever. But very little story, but just a fun game to play. You know, you just
did you start over?
No. Okay. I picked it up. I was about halfway through it, and then I just plowed straight through it in about 2 days.
That dude seemed neutral to me. Like, he didn't seem evil or good.
He was kind of good because he was helping you out. Yeah. But then at the end, he says, like...
You did
know,
he ever drop, like,
key.
A would you kindly?
No, but it was kind of like thing.
He was just kind of like... He wanted you to succeed.
He wanted you to destroy the base. Yeah, but they left it open for a sequel at the end.
For sure.
Just
it
like my dad.
Like he would be the final boss in the end.
You bought it at normal? You beat it at normal?
Yeah, I think I was playing on normal. Yeah. I probably could play this game on hard because it did seem a little easy.
It was a little, yeah.
Yeah, it was a little on the easy side.
Just about right on mm-hmm. hard.
Yeah, but just the nonstop action was very refreshing in a game.
Yes.
It's fucking dope. You gotta play this game.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I would love to play games again. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Wolfenstein's coming out, too, and that's, you know, very similar to this, I'd say.
Different
but
pace.
Yeah, much slower paced. So I'm kind of excited for that game because I feel like I could use that, you know, slow rollout of the story and still, like, the action intertwined with it.
You do get my impression that when I first played Doom, right, of, like, you know, there's nothing going on, and then there's 15 demons, and how the music rolls in from like mm-hmm. nowhere. It's like,
yeah. And I made that comment at one point, like, there's still a, when I was streaming, I was like, I know there's still a dude around here I got to kill because the music's still going.
But it's a low tempo in the background because he's one dude from the...
Yeah. So, the sound matches it.
Doom's got one of the best, kind of like, not really Easter egg, but so you can pick up the little Doom figurines, right? Or whatever are.
Yeah.
And one of them you pick up, he does the Big Hero 5 fist bump where he does the blah, 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 you know what?
That's the first one you pick up. He does
that. I've only seen videos of that, but I was cracking up when I saw
that. Big Hero 5 was fucking amazing. And then it happened, and then nobody ever brings it up. And like, there's no action figures, no kids.
Are you talking about that movie?
It's a Pixar movie, right? Pixar?
Big Hero 6, right?
Oh, okay. Big Hero 6. Yeah. Whatever. You know what I mean.
Really good.
Wait.
Okay. 5, 6. I can't count. Come on, Bobby. It doesn't matter.
I was talking about
one of those numbers.
Yeah, prequel.
Oh, yeah. Big Hero 6 was super cute. It was with the giant inflatable marshmallow robot thing.
Right?
I might have.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, I got to watch that movie, apparently.
You haven't seen that movie?
No.
Holy shit.
I think you would like it, Bobby.
Yeah. No, I like Pixar movies.
It's very techy.
So, during the Steam sale, I picked up Warlock of Firetop Mountain. These are one of those games where like I loved the look of it immediately. Had good reviews. Price was a little steep. Wait, like right now it's 4.5 out of 5 at Indiecade, whatever that was. On here, what's
very positive?
Very positive.
But only 135 reviews.
Yep. Because I think the price, you know, $20 is kind of a lot for what it is. So you're playing a board game. You can see your little piece moving around.
Ooh.
And you're not rolling dice for every move, but you're rolling dice for the important stuff, like whether or not you can swim the river or not swim the river. The combat is pretty simplistic. I found it kind of actually easy. But I don't know how far I've gotten in the game. I've gone into the mountain 4 times now, and I think I'm done. It's just, I mean, I love the look of it. I like the idea. I think the concept's cool.
So it's definitely a board game transformed into a PC. A PC game.
But the problem is, just like a board game, it doesn't change. It's the same rooms, the same things. The replayability is not very good. The thing that changes is there's 4 different characters you can pick, and they have abilities that open up or close different options. Like, the guy I'm playing right now is super strong. He has the most hit points. He hits really hard, but he can't read.
This is all single player?
Yeah.
There goes your replayability if there's no co-op with this.
Mm. Yeah, and so you can't read, so, you know, that completely changes the story as opposed to the warlock who's super smart. So you might go down a little side path that's different, but most of all, it's all the same. So I can't personally recommend this. I don't see...
How much did you buy it for on the Steam sale?
I can't remember. Maybe like $12 or something.
Okay. But it wasn't even worth that then?
Not for me.
Okay.
Not for me. It was like, it was hard for me to like say that this wasn't good, but for me it wasn't. Obviously, a lot of people like it.
There's not a whole lot of people playing it, so but the ones that are do seem to like it. And $19.99 does seem a little steep.
Yeah. $20 for the, I agree.
Yeah. Oh, and the other thing, there's kill conditions. So if you just like decide to go left instead of right, you just die and that's the end of your game. And so next time you have to remember to go left instead of right at that juncture. That happened to me like 3 or 4 times.
That is bullshit. Like, that's the worst thing ever.
You can't skill your way out of the shit, you know?
Yeah,
I'm done.
Fair enough. So I played some games this week. The Secret World Legends came out. And
was that again? What's different from that than
Secret World? It's free to play, but they said it's more focused on action.
Okay.
And maybe that means you level up faster.
Okay.
But it seems to me pretty identical to when I played The Secret World originally. So I don't... Bobby, do you want to share some of those links on the stream? Because we don't have anybody doing that right now.
Yeah.
Like Fire Mountain, maybe also. It seems almost identical to the game that I played before, but I do feel like I'm leveling up faster. So maybe that's their whole concept: is you get to level up faster. I don't know.
Yeah, and then maybe if you level up faster, you're going to need like bank space faster.
You don't. You don't really need bank space, as far as I see.
Meant like.
So the purchasing stuff on Secret World is more like costumes and like you can ride motorcycles and stuff like that. So it's leveling up faster. They'll give you like perks to give
even
you
faster. You mean
yeah,
like XP boosters,
and stuff like that.
All right, I'm looking at the Steam page of this game here, and a user defined tag for this product I've never seen before. Lovecraftian?
Lovecraftian.
So
what does that mean?
Lovecraft was a...
H.P. Lovecraft is the whole thing of the Cthulhu lore.
Have you heard of Cthulhu?
I've heard of Cthulhu.
Yeah.
He came up with him.
So you can join 3 factions. One of them's the Illuminati, one of them's the Templar, and one of them's the Dragons.
It's a style.
Yeah, so it's a modern day...
Lovecraftian is Lovecraftian.
Yeah. So you're fighting these like demons and stuff like that. So... It's kind of a modern day with demons and all dark. It's got a kind of... It's good, and I don't want to say it's not, but it didn't seem to advance past what I played when I played it originally. So if you've played it before, I don't see anything new here that you should be playing again.
But you did level up faster.
But I did level up faster, yeah.
And if you've never played it, you could recommend.
One of the cool things in this game is these decks that they have. So they have this wheel. You have 8 different weapons you can choose from, right? And you get to pick abilities from all of these different weapons. So you have like six.
Each character carries 8 weapons?
No, you can. So this wheel has 8 weapons.
Yeah.
So say you went down the pistol line a little bit, and then you went down the elemental line a little bit.
You can
pick abilities from both those lines, and then you could be using an assault rifle. So you can, and you can pick from all these 8 lines, but you have to do it in specific order. So the way that you pick these abilities is really interesting. And then they don't have classes, but you get to pick these abilities and then kind of create your class based on the abilities that you've picked.
Because all the classes are damage classes, right?
No, well, yes, but they are damage and tanking, or damage, just straight damage, or damage and healing, or damage and support. Like, they all do damage, but they also can do other things. But what's interesting is they have these predefined decks. So I made this guy that's elemental and pistols and created a Polisar or something like that. It was a predefined deck.
Okay.
And I got this reward of getting this outfit. So if people see me in the outfit, they see that I am this class or whatever.
Okay.
The problem is that was all I got. I got an outfit. Like, I would have liked to get, like, if you've gotten enough abilities to get this class or whatever, it would be nice to get like an ultimate or some sort of ability that would.
But can you keep going?
Yeah, you can. There's starter decks and advanced decks and everything like that, you know? So, all in all, I like it. I wish I was playing right now. My computer is up in LA, unfortunately. So, I can't play right now.
So
but
what's better, this or ESO?
They're both just different.
Yeah.
This is very much, they're both action-based. Neither one of these are really like tab targeting, stand there, shoot your casts at all.
Are you really more just going through the leveling phases where you're picking up quests, completing them? Are there any instances?
Oh, yeah.
These, dungeon crawling, I would say.
Instances, yeah. They actually have pretty good dungeons in this game. I haven't done it in the Legends, but I did it a lot when I played it originally. And they are fun. Like, you have to go and click stuff, and then, you know, that'll activate something, and then you come back over. So it is very dynamic when you're doing these dungeons. And they actually have PvP and raids and everything like that. But the whole point is they rebooted this secret world, and I'm not seeing a whole lot rebooted. So that's the whole thing I can take away from it.
So it is a second game completely, or is it just a completely remade version of the first?
No, it's not remade. It's more like they tried to tweak it. They made it free to play. They tried to tweak it to make it more enjoyable, but it's still the same game.
So it's like Left 4 Dead 2?
Yeah.
Of Secret World Society?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. But I'm still going to play it some more because I'm still enjoying it now, but I'm not going to talk about it again. So unless something fucking crazy happens and it blows my fucking mind.
I will have to commend it for its artwork. It's very unique.
Oh, yeah. It's good. And it's modern day, which no MMO really.
Yeah. I kind of wish it would play more to the modern day.
Yeah.
One of the things that really bothers me in the secret world is I played probably, I'm close to 20 hours probably on the reboot here.
Yeah.
And I've been only in one little town this whole 20 hours.
Yeah.
And they have so much areas that they could work with, and they've just the way they set this game up is like you're just in an area forever.
But are you bored with that area?
Yeah, for sure I am. For sure I am.
Why can't you just leave?
Because you've got a main quest line, right? And it like kind of directs you where you're going.
They're reusing their assets over and over and over.
It's just like they have all these zones, but I've never seen them.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just frustrating. Like, you'd want to have zone early on and then stretch them out later on.
Yeah.
But they don't do that. Or go zone and then go back into them at higher levels, and they don't do that either. So I'm playing against these zombies for the last 20 hours. In this game I've been playing against zombies.
That's pretty rough.
And it's just
Did
frustrating.
You say zombies?
Yeah, zombies.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to get this.
You know, WoW
it's
WoW
free to play.
Did pretty well when it came to variety of monsters.
Yeah, that's kind of what I would hope for is you've got a starter zone, and you do your little thing here. And then an hour later, you get to go to some other area, and it's now different looking. Yeah.
So, guys, Chad and I talked about this as far as MMOs go a while ago. Somewhere along the line, they wanted you, when you log in for the first time, to make you feel powerful. So, like, the first things you're fighting are, like dire wolves or something. And then you just move up from there. And at, like, level 5, you're fighting drakes and shit. And then Chad and I come from EverQuest, where you start literally killing rats with sticks.
I love it.
Yeah.
And
I love it.
That's the way I think MMOs should be. Like, I don't like this. You're already godlike when you start. What, Chi and Bobby, if you had your choice between your first bad guy being a lion or being a rat, which do you choose?
Slaughter the innocents, of course.
Yeah, go for the...
Yeah,
you want to start with just a loincloth... And in your case, a bra.
Absolutely.
I don't get that into MMOs. Like, MMOs, like, the whole aesthetic design is just, it's just a, you know, a coat of paint.
I'm not just talking about aesthetics, too. I'm talking about, like, social status. Like,
it doesn't have to be an MMO, either. Like, you could be just an RPG, right?
Yeah.
It's like, come up from the bottom.
Yeah. And now we're here.
But that's kind of like the concept of these MOBAs, is, like, you start early and you're killing these, like, little, like... creeps.
Well, the creeps get bigger,
and the creeps get hard, you know, easier and easier, and then you move on to other things. Like,
so Bobby doesn't have an answer, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Let's move on.
All right, Ultimate Epic Battle Simulator, otherwise known as UEBS.
Obviously.
So, we talked about this before.
We brought it up because I think it was like an on the radar type thing.
It's the game that looked like a screensaver where you got to choose.
Is this actually considered a game?
No, it's a simulator.
It's a simulator.
Right there.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Emilio, did you get a chance to play this?
Yeah, Chad was there too, and we took bets. We had drinking. That's
we turned it into a drinking game because that's what we do.
Apparently,
the main thing we learned out of this is that Emilio's computer cannot support 100,000
kangaroos
versus 10,000 spearmen.
Yes. How many is
what we learned.
Okay, let me ask you this. How many choices of...
different units?
Yes.
25, 30, something
kangaroos
like that.
Kangaroos is one of those out of the
30? Here's the most important part about this game. Mod support's coming. So guys are just going to make everything.
That's awesome.
Star Wars, everything's going to be in here. Really quickly, what is it? It's where you get armies of whatever you want.
Oh, fun.
And then have them fight against each other. Now, it's not very... Like, the T-Rex fighting like a soldier does not look like a T-Rex fighting a soldier.
Okay, you have to answer me this question. If you were without limits in this game and could choose any type of unit versus another, like, without limits, what would you say?
That's basically what you can do. That is what you can do.
Well, post-mods...
What did we do?
But like if you could choose anything.
I would like to watch like a shit ton of Jedi versus like 100 Jedi versus maybe 10 billion earthworms.
Wow.
Gross.
What we did learn is a T-Rex loses to 1,000 chickens.
Chickens. One T-Rex cannot take on 10,000 chickens. He was actually
he got
pretty quickly.
He got pwned.
Yeah,
we
didn't agree with a lot of the outcomes, personally.
The AI is very simplistic about who it's attacking and everything like that. So
yeah, and you can actually take control of units. And
you can take control of one.
You can take control of one, and the controls are very limited though. There's just like move and attack, and the attacks are very basic. But you can also drop nukes to I don't know, even the playing field, I guess. But you choose where you want your armies to go, and you know what teams they're on, so you can have like, you know, chickens and German soldiers teaming up. And yeah, you can do a lot with it. But at the end of the day, I don't know. There was not a whole lot to do with it, right? It was just basically pit people against each other and watch the whole thing play out.
I think you guys did it right. I think this is a great game for drinking games or just... yeah. You know, for the first time.
It's like Gary's Mod. You make your own kind of game out of it.
How about, and I think this would be great for virtual reality, if you could get in there just watch shit explode all in front of you.
That's funny that you said that.
I hope they do make a mod for Murlocs.
The nuke?
Though. I would love to see like an army of Murlocs.
Oh, yeah.
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But for sure. See,
you can put like 300 Spartans in a circle against like... They're surrounded
what
by...
What is that, furniture?
Yeah.
There's inanimate objects.
But they're animated.
And Santa's.
Like, this is Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, for sure.
The furniture comes alive. That's impressive.
How much was this, Bobby?
Looks like $15.99.
But you probably bought it on sale, right?
Yeah. Well, you bought it for me.
Oh, okay. I bought it at full price then.
Were you sober when you bought it? Have you ever made silly gaming purchases?
Oh, yeah, dude. There's been games where I'm like, I own this? Totally bought it when I was blacked out.
Yeah.
That's happened 3-4 times.
The only game I regret is
perfectly healthy, by the way.
The best is when that happens on Amazon. Wait. It just shows up at your door.
Conan?
Yeah.
But you got to see a lot of, like, dong, though.
Yeah, I regret it all.
Bobby, will you boot this up again?
Put what up again?
Would you boot this up again?
When mod support comes, yeah, I'll check it out again. But, you know, it got a little repetitive after a while, so I didn't think there's a whole lot to do there.
Yeah, I still don't.
I put 100,000. I know we talked about it, but I put 100,000 kangaroos, 10,000.
No, 100,000 penguins.
100,000 penguins, and like 250 T Rexes versus Chad's like medieval army, and the kangaroos are boss, man. But anyway, I was getting literally. The game will tell you. I didn't even need my FPS counter. The game has its own one. FPS.
Yep.
One.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here, like...
And I have a 1080 Ti.
But it was a good-looking photo shoot.
This game, for some reason, I feel like this game, I could see myself like going the sick and twisted route, kind of like I did with The Sims. I would, you know, make a Sim of somebody I hated, trap them in a box.
Yeah. But you can't edit right now.
Light them on fire.
You don't get to be able to
I know. But if I could...
Yeah.
Like, speaking of kangaroos, like, what if you put up just one kangaroo versus a baby seal or something? Nothing would get curb
stomped. The cutest, satisfied of all time.
Oh, my gosh. But I'm just saying, like, sick and twisted, you know.
Oh, in case you guys were wondering, Chuck Norris kicks the shit out of 15 T-Rexes.
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was he, like, Super Saiyan 19 Chuck Norris?
No, he looks like Commando, right?
He looks like Commando, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And he owns...
Wow. It'd be fun to have, like, fighting characters, like Street Fighter versus Tekken characters.
That'll all come with the mods, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It'd be great.
People will be able to load. There's a way that you can transfer assets between games and convert them, and I know people have done that because there's a whole pack of Heroes of the Storm characters that you can load into Source Filmmaker. And, you know, they bring in character models from other video games into Left 4 Dead 2 all the time. There's just so many mods.
We got another game coming up. That we'll talk about that. So that's a little foreshadowing, a little tease right there. But
way
go ahead.
Too much of it.
Go ahead, Bobby. You want to talk Astroneer?
Yep, Astroneer. All right. So this game, I was excited about this game, but it is pre-alpha. So this game is really in early development, and it feels like it. It's an exploration game. It's a lot like Subnautica. That's the same feeling I got from this game, except instead of being underwater, you are on an alien planet. You landed there in this little capsule, and you're expanding your base by collecting materials, going out exploring caves and valleys and mountains. And eventually you can build another rocket ship and jettison yourself to another planet and start colonizing that. Yeah,
who are all the little dudes?
Astroneers.
Online?
No, I don't think there's any multiplayer.
So they just help you out?
Yeah. When you start the game, you have like six different guys or maybe like five of them where you can...
and then you slowly trap them and kill them off.
Well, no, I think
for the fourth game in a row, you can't lock them in a bathroom.
Yeah.
I think the idea is that you have these characters that drop to different planets and eventually they find each other. I don't know. But as much as I like this game, it is really hard to play right now because it is in such an early stage of development.
Still? Because we talked about this like 6 months ago.
And actually,
it wasn't that long ago.
Funny enough, guys, I was looking at this game earlier today. Since I am decommissioned from playing on a rig, I was curious to see if there were any Steam games I could play on mobile. The name of this game popped up, and I tried, but I don't own the game, so I quit right then and there. And I wonder, can you actually play Steam games on your mobile cell phone? Because
how would you do that?
I'm not sure. From what I was reading, maybe it was just, you know...
You could just play some mobile games on your mobile phone.
No, Chad.
I'm just saying you could do that.
It's not cheese. I am not bringing cheese mobile corner yeah. back into this.
And Bobby, the release date was December 2016. That puts it right about 6 months.
I don't know if we talked about it back
then.
I'm just saying. It feels like we brought this up
recently.
We
did bring it up, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We brought this up, and it looked good, and I was excited about it. I remember because I wanted to buy this when it was on sale for the Steam Summer Sale, and it never went on sale. So, yeah.
I think back then I said it almost looks like a free-roaming space Polybridge.
There's so many of these.
With a gun.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
There's so many of these kind of games, though.
And yeah, there's a lot of them.
It's like, what?
This one, I like the graphics of it, and I didn't want anything that was too, like, demanding. You know what I'm saying? Like, too hard. Like, this seems like a relaxing game. Kind of like Subnautica. I mean, you just have to not drown, and then you go around and collect
stuff.
That
was my fuck up.
You don't
right
want
there.
Anything too can't play between Heroes of the Storm-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's just, it sucks that this game, this is what happened. I played hours and hours of this game, and... My first character, I had a pretty good base going on, and I'm going around looking for other little containers that I can put in my research lab to learn new blueprints to make new stuff, and I just got lost. This game tells you nothing. I've had to look everything up, like, what is this thing that
That's the exact one that I said about the other one that was exactly like this a couple weeks ago. What was that game called? I forget.
You played it.
Yeah.
But that is an issue.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's so much of an issue. You look it up, you find it out, okay, now you know. I mean, that's part of the exploration of the game. So, I mean, I wasn't too bothered by that, but you can make beacons. And I guess the idea is that when you travel really far out, the planet that you're on is obviously round, so when you get too far away, you lose track of your beacon. You got to put another beacon down. I didn't do that. So now I am completely lost. I'm in my little hover car. And your hover car has oxygen, so like I'm not going to suffocate, but like I have no idea where the hell I'm at on my planet or how to get back to my base. So I went to another guy. I jettisoned him out. And the start menu is like you get into a little capsule with your guy, and then you go drop on a planet. So I started a new guy, started building my base, started doing everything all over again. And then when you build things, it's very common to get stuck inside your buildings, and then you wiggle around, and eventually you can kind of like snap out or something. The physics in this game are really off right now, unfortunately. Like, the cars don't handle too well. They turn over. You get stuck inside of objects, all sorts of problems. So on my second guy, I'm stuck inside a building now. So the whole pre-alpha thing is tough.
Yeah, it can be done.
Yep.
So this is a game that I'm going to check back on later. Like, it has great potential. I think it's going to be an awesome game. But
do you think it could use a mini map? Is it a game that makes sense?
Well, I think that would ruin it. If you had a mini map, then it would be too easy. I mean, the idea is that you put the beacons out there.
Once you discover a section, of course, it you could kind of. I mean, maps are a thing, right? With human exploration.
Yeah, Bobby. I'd draw a map if I was exploring something. I would.
Cartography.
Yeah. Yeah.
But maybe. Basically, the
it
only
like shit. But
the only selling point on this game is that it looks cute. As far as I can see.
I know that it is.
People like this game a lot, dude.
It's like it's
very
almost,
positive. 16,000.
I feel like it's almost trying to be a Minecraft too when it comes to.
Well, here's the thing, dude. You can do the same thing that other games do, but if you do it well and you do it better, then you're a better game.
But your whole two different games.
Your whole review was talking about how it wasn't doing it better.
How about you make a game that's just better than Astromere?
More potential. Yeah.
That has more potential than just its graphics.
Okay. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, these games, this is back to the Rust. You know, Bobby, you were talking about, like, I don't know, a year ago, how you were so over the crafting survival games.
Yeah, this is not crafting survival, though.
What do you mean? What is not crafting survival about this?
Totally crafting.
Well, you're not surviving. You're just exploring and colonizing.
It's like Minecraft.
So there's literally, you can't die?
If you run out of oxygen. Die.
Okay.
It's not difficult.
Bathroom.
Yeah, it's not like you have a hunger meter and you have to build. When you say crafting survival, I think it
Rust doesn't have a hunger meter either, did it? Maybe. Oh, maybe it did.
I understand this game doesn't have any on the surface threats, like monsters that can attack.
I think if you go into the caves, there's some poisonous plants, but yeah, it's not hard to stay alive. So I look at these games and they're more relaxing. This is what I play before I go to bed, just to kind of chill out, you know, kind of explore, you know, like this is,
I'm
that's
so
kind of what I want.
And by the way, you should Bobby, never recommend playing video games before bed, because I think it actually keeps you awake. Mm-hmm. When I understand.
Yeah, no, it's terrible for you.
Bobby, did you play Space Engineers?
Like 15 minutes of that game.
I've never played it, but is it anything like this?
Not really. You're actually in space.
It's more technical, huh?
Yeah.
It's more like base building, right? Space Engineers?
I think you're fixing broken shit.
Yeah, you're
know.
Like putting together like space stations.
Why are we talking space engineers?
Because I thought that's what this was.
Okay.
Yeah. This one just looks a little more simpler, and that's why I liked it. But great potential here. I'll check back on it later. Hopefully there'll be some
another 6 months.
All right, giant brownie points if you guys can actually call out the name of this game, because I forgot it. I only played it once. This is actually a little bit more in depth than another space game that I played. I once played a game that took me just seconds to download, and it's because my friend told me to download it, install it, and join him, no questions asked. And all it was, I joined a lobby. I had maybe 12 other people in it, and literally the whole point of the game, you couldn't even move more than just like this area that you were in, but you were just astronauts in spacesuits sitting around and occasionally picking up things, dropping things, plugging things in, unplugging them. And it was basically just a social space lobby.
And just seeing what things do?
Yeah. And it wasn't even a game. It was like a... Yeah, it was on Steam.
Interesting. Could you all talk to each other?
Yeah, you all talk to each other. And sounds it was more... Weird. It was kind graphics? Of like a... No, not 8-bit. It was very realistic, actually. And it was more of a social lobby than an actual game. So if I find it, when I find it, I'll
somebody
look in my library.
That sounds horrible.
You know.
That sounds like my worst
but it
nightmare.
Was freaking hilarious. I was in there just trolling everybody. And
that is so literally.
Did you tell everybody what you used to do? Did we really reveal that last week?
Yeah, we did last week.
Okay. Because I was thinking about like when you were like, didn't we talk about this 6 months ago? I was like,
oh, it's called Moonbase Alpha, guys. Go ahead and look it up. Moonbase Alpha.
I will never install that game because that sounds so.
It's free to play.
Horrible.
It's
the release manager is always complaining about how long these things are in development. Didn't we talk about this like 3 years now? Like you're always the one. I think things are different in consoles.
I guess so. I don't know. But that sounds no game, and all I do is sit and talk to people. Yeah, I'm gonna skip that one.
You're really bad at talking to people.
That's true. What else?
I mean, it's kind of cool if you just want to experience a very unique game lobby.
There's something like that in VR. I forget what it's called.
A game lobby should only be used in preparation for going into a real game.
Yeah, but
that's
then the
purpose
one is,
of a lobby.
I wish the PUBG didn't just skip that whole lobby thing.
I know, but people are still loading in and stuff. That's the whole point of it.
But what are games other than really, really social online games than very elaborated versions of chat rooms sometimes?
No.
Because of competition. That's what
I completely disagree.
I'm just saying this to irk you some more, Chad.
No, I'm very mad right now.
The mobile gaming
that's not a game, goddammit.
How can the mobile gaming king be upset by a game that's not a game?
I get upset every time it's not a game. I get upset every time.
I'm going to go lock myself in a bathroom. Yeah. I can't take this.
Yeah, seriously.
And to upset Chad even more, I made him download all the Star Wars Battlefront DLCs.
That took 47 hours.
Yeah, it's part of the Origin Access now. And I thought, now we're going to go in. Now that there's 2 more years of content since it came out, and they've been working on this diligently, of course it's going to be more fun and have a bunch of shit that's going to make it a better game. Just not a better game, still not fun.
Although, The dogfighting.
Oh, thing, you liked
it? That was kind of enjoyable.
Okay.
It was different. It was unique. Yeah. It was, so, but I don't know how we got our ass kicked. It was, we were, our two players, because we were playing instead of the AI, we got our ass kicked that hard. Like, what happened there? I don't understand. You know what I mean?
The Rebels had the Millennium Falcon, and we had a bunch of TIE fighters.
I know. So is there just no way for us to win?
It was our first game. And I'm shitty at dogfighting.
And you still beat me.
I brought it up earlier.
But anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, Battlefront is poop. We played some...
Looks great. We can't make this game fun.
Yeah.
So does this discourage you from buying Battlefront 2?
No, because every game stand on its own says Emilio.
I would like to say no, but it kind of is yes. I don't trust this development group at all. Not as far as I could throw up, because they took something that should have been super easy and fucking shit on it. They fucking ruined this.
No, it's not easy when you want to do everything all at once.
No, it's super easy.
Everything.
They could have done anything and done it well, but they didn't. They chose to do nothing well.
Well, it didn't work out.
Yeah. So I have zero hope for Battlefront 2. All right, I hope I'm disappointed.
Before I get too drunk, I got my first solo chicken dinner. On PUBG.
Congrats.
I'm going to give you guys a step-by-step guide on how to do this. So first thing, you land near the military base, but not at the military base because nobody goes over there, but except for one guy did. And I chased him up a ladder because I had my gun first. And then instead of letting me get the point, because there's no way for him to go, he jumped three stories and killed himself.
Wow.
Yeah, and I did not get the kill, that motherfucker. Then the second kill,
make sure... Was he scared of the gun or your face?
What?
Continue.
Make sure that, for the second kill, make sure that you're looting and somebody scares you and you turn around and shoot and blow his head off. Because I didn't even know a guy was there. So make sure you do that. Then go to Novo and have nobody there for 20 minutes. And have the entire city to yourself and loot all you want and get all the best loot. Then realize that you should have only been there 19 minutes because the blue is already burning your ass. Then jump in a boat, go across the ocean, and keep your back to the ocean. And now that you're super powered with every best gun in the game because you had an entire city to yourself, go ahead and just wipe the entire last six players out easy without a problem. So that's how I got my first.
From the ocean.
I put the blue ocean to my back so nobody could come up behind me no matter what. Because I came from the ocean because of the boat, you know? And then
were they on the beach?
Oh, and also have the circle gods treat you well over and over and over. So basically, it was just like, if you got the circle gods on your side, it makes it so much easier.
I still have not played solo. I still will not play solo.
Yeah, solo is a lot of fun. I don't mind playing solo.
There's
no
downtime in solo.
Yeah.
Downtown how?
There's only a minute.
Like your squad,
like to load up.
Oh, right. For your squad to finish.
Yeah. I know what you mean because I'm always the last one alive, Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm the Chuck Norris of PUBG.
Losing hurts more, though, when you're in solo, in my opinion.
It's a lot more nerve-wracking, too. My first time in the top two.
I have no one else to blame if I do
so
solo.
Bad, I couldn't shoot.
Yeah, I've only ever made it. I've made it to number two and number three in solo. That's it. Never numero uno, unfortunately. Mm.
Bobby, so, Amanda's got your beat again.
Chad,
I just want to say that.
Park?
Thimbleweed Park, I bought this during the Steam Summer Sale. It is a point-and-click adventure, but it's got a very Twin Peaks-esque feel to it, and it is very enjoyable, but I'm only an hour or two into it, so I don't want to talk a whole lot on it, but so far I'm finding it really enjoyable. But right off the bat, something happens, and I'm wondering... I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, but I'm wondering if they've worked out all the kinks on how the game works and all, because...
I love the graphics to it.
It really reminds me of Twin Peaks. Like, the guy wandering around, it's voice acted, it's done well. And so I will give you a follow-up later on. I really want Bobby to play this, because Bobby plays a lot of point-and-click adventures. and so I want him to give his own feedback on it. And we have family share set up. It does also have that kind of look. Because
the reviews on this are crazy, guys. Overwhelmingly positive, recent and overall, 10 out of 10. So, be good.
If you're into point-and-click adventures so far, I'm really enjoying Thimbleweed Park.
Well, something
Park.
With this kind of reviews, I think
this,
it's kind of
graphically,
like,
this reminds me a lot of Maniac Mansion. It's just taking it way, way back. You guys remember that game?
Nope.
And I never played it, but yes.
I remember referencing this, yes.
It was it LucasArts that made
that?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, back when they were making, like, Day of the Tentacle and all that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, but so far Thimbleweed has been really good.
It does look really interesting. What kind of game I would really like to play on PC?
Any of them right now?
Any of them?
Yes. Yeah. All of the above. But for point and click, Phoenix Wright.
I've never played any of those, but I've heard those are really good.
Yeah, I mean,
wait, what game?
Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney.
Oh,
he's got like six or seven games in the series.
Yeah,
but they're all like Game Boy games, right?
DS games.
DS, right?
Yeah,
we don't get those, unfortunately.
No, I mean, they're very similar games. Like the Notoriety games has been on my wish list for a while, and it's one that I really wanted to play. Where it's a lot of in-depth character development with a mystery and.
Well, tell them to put it on the PC, and we'll fucking play it.
Could probably play that on my laptop, so I'll try.
The graphics look kind of goofy to me. Is the storyline goofy?
A little bit. Did you ever watch Twin Peaks at all?
No.
Okay, like
you know, season 3 just started.
Yeah,
this year. Okay,
so Twin Peaks.
I've heard good things, by the way.
Twin Peaks has kind of this kind of off. Everything's just a little bit off.
A little weird.
Like what you expect them to do, they don't do, and everything's just a little bit weird. And this game follows along in those lines. Like you don't know what the people are. Even the characters you're playing in this game, you're not sure what's going on with them.
Yeah, it's a little element of supernatural, but not outside the realm of disbelief.
Yeah.
That's the best way to explain it. Watching this on the Steam site, it said a graphic adventure by Ron Gilbert. Ron Gilbert was one of the guys who worked for LucasArts. He was one of the guys who worked on Maniac Mansion.
Makes sense, then.
What was the one with the Dios de los Muertos? Grim Fandango.
Oh, Grim Fandango, yeah.
Yeah, him... Oh, God, I can't remember the name of...
One of the masters of this type of game, right?
Yeah, one of the, like, originators of the point-and-click adventures. But, like, all those LucasArts games you think of back then.
And you can kind of see it because it kind of has a throwback where it has an action menu, sort of. So it's, like, pick up, open, examine. Mm-hmm. So you, like, can click on things and then pick your action, what you want to do with it, and then... So it'll be like use. So you click an item, then use, and then click where you want to do it. So it kind of has this throwback feel on how point-and-click adventures used to be.
Chad, let me ask you this. Have you played... I know you've played games like L.A. Noire, Heavy Rain, Indigo Prophecy, any of those?
I have not. I played like less than an hour of L.A. Noire.
You really liked it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think, even though this game isn't graphically... Or even combat, or you know, movement able as those games. Do you feel like the story could still be just as enticing and enjoyable?
So games like this, I feel like the story is more important because it's not being told through the gameplay a lot.
That's true.
So yeah, a lot of these games. I'm playing them for the story. You know what I mean?
It's just as enjoyable as any, like, what's it called when it's a high budget game?
Like a AAA?
AAA, yes. Sorry.
Yes. I imagine this game's not going to have replayability, though. You're going to play it once. You're going to enjoy the story. It's more like,
Edith Finch.
A book you read or whatever, like Edith Finch or a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Did you guys know that the brothers that did The Matrix are now ladies?
Yes.
Did you guys all know that?
Really? That are now ladies?
Well, one of them switched to a girl a while ago, and then the other one recently.
They're the Wachowski sisters now, not the Wachowski brothers.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Wachowski.
Wachowski.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
The Wachowskis.
All right, what else do we have on the show notes there, Bobby.
Wait, are we missing out on something? Because if the first one had such a good time with it that he told his brother, and his brother's like, damn, it's that good?
Or maybe
no. It must be really amazing.
No.
Chad, try it out.
All right. No, I don't like it.
Let us know.
I don't like it.
All right. Why don't you talk Fire Pro Wrestling? I got one more thing, but I want to save it till last.
So this is one of those things that is really highly... It's trending right now on Steam.
This is one of the top 10 games that's been purchased recently.
It was being advertised constantly on their front page.
Yeah.
So we picked it up. I picked it up knowing that I'd be able to return it because I'm not into wrestling.
Oh, my goodness.
But wait, the reason people are really into this game... Okay. I think the reason people are really into this game is the editor on this game is so robust that you can make anything you want. And it has Steam workshop support. So literally, people are making anything you want. You can
Every wrestler you even know has already been made.
There's
how long has this game been?
But not even wrestlers.
How about ladies from Glow?
Yes.
I
guarantee you they're on there.
Yeah.
You could have Chun-Li fight Luigi with a bear referee in it. And all these are all made from the individuals that are on the Steam Workshop.
Yep. And it's not just aesthetics either. You can really customize their abilities and their finishers and what style they are.
This is awesome.
For any wrestling fan, this is a dream come true. Go buy it right now.
Oh, my gosh.
So Chad and I both made characters. He made Flopsy. So lame. I made Al Caco. He's a...
Oh, my gosh. You guys both sound like giant cocks.
Yeah.
No, that's what we're going for.
Yep.
You can go... What was there? There's just so many things.
And guess what? Yeah, we made it into a drinking game as well.
Yep. And even more why I'm drunk. But so we tried to fight each other, but unfortunately
we couldn't figure out how to do it.
So the AI fought for us. So we're like, we're going to do this for a shot.
So we were, yeah.
It was so exciting. It was so exciting watching our AIs that we just made.
Except
fight each other.
It took 16 minutes for them.
16 minutes.
We watched.
That's why we were late.
Two AI players fight it out for 16 minutes. But it was enjoyable. It was like watching WWE.
Like the real thing.
You know what's so funny? And I had this idea.
This excites me so much. I have played so many wrestling games. And it's because I was actually a big WWF, WWE fan growing up. And this is...
Did you stop being a fan when you figured out it was fake? Or?
No, I mean, the last wrestling game I was really into was Def Jam, believe it or not. And that was a good fucking game. Yeah, PlayStation 2.
Yeah, wow.
What was I saying? I don't know. What do you got, Jeff?
Yeah. Oh,
what I was thinking about is, like, this is more exciting than watching regular wrestling.
Probably.
Because it's more real because they're actually losing health. You know, like...
Oh, one of the things
it's not pre-scripted.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. One of the things in this game is you have a button devoted to breathing.
Yes.
And you get tired, you get exhaustion, and you have to basically sit there
and
breathe and come back from it.
So you can only kick ass for so long before the other dude comes back because you don't want to waste too much of your energy like kicking ass. But so it's a long fight.
How much was this, by the way?
$19.99 Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We haven't gotten into it very much, but right now I see it potentially being worth $20.
I was really impressed. The graphics aren't fantastic, but the amount that they do with the graphics that they're using, I don't know how many moves are in this game. Thousands.
So you're
of moves.
Able to go out of the ring, grab items, bring it back into the ring.
Yep.
Is it like
everything?
Fully versatile.
Anything you can ever.
Game.
Think of is in this game.
That's
yeah, it's got a ton of stuff.
Do you guys have intros going into the ring too?
Yes.
There were intros, but we didn't pick it. But
we didn't pick it.
We were in a rush, so we didn't fully flesh out our
story mode. Or
Flopsy, Flopsy was
story
using the basic
mode too. Oh my gosh, you're selling
you could
me on
possibly
this.
Want in a wrestling game,
and it's still early access.
Do
by
I
way.
Want to play a wrestling game? That's my problem. I don't know. I'm not a wrestling fan, so
is there controller support on this?
That's what we played.
Yeah.
Okay.
We play it on controller.
There's online multiplayer, local co-op, or local split screen.
If
this
Chad
game,
and I can tag team versus people online,
I would love to play.
That might keep
game.
Me around.
Like multiplayer would make me want to play this game because I have never like you know, punch in the gut laugh so hard other than with wrestling games.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. I actually haven't, and when I used to work at GameStop, I would actually play all the wrestling demos if we had them in like our 360 or something. And it was just hilarious playing these wrestling games. So
it's just nice. There's a lot of comedy in this, Jen?
No, I mean just the comedy of seeing two people beat each other up. And,
I think the comedy a lot of times comes from the characters that you import in or you create.
Yeah.
You know,
not when you name yourself Flopsy.
Well, is this something you can just pick up and play though? Because it sounds like you guys had to spend a lot of time customizing your characters.
They rushed through it. We had like
they have pre-designed characters, so if you want to go in and just play, you can go in and play.
So while I was buying my California Burrito, these guys were still watching.
Yep. Yeah,
exactly how it went.
The shot was on the line. We couldn't leave early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it was.
We never took that shot. You never took your shot, by the way.
Oh, and yeah, it was bullshit. I kicked.
Go take your shot.
I kicked his. I got to drive home. So when we get home, I will take the shot. I kicked his ass for 12 of those 16 minutes, and he just came in and fucking beat me on the last.
Looks like there's some tag teaming in here.
Yeah.
There's
you can have teams up to four on both sides.
Everything. Yeah.
Tournaments, steel cage.
There's a Royal Rumble.
Yeah. For sure.
Oh, I love those.
It's a dope fucking game. I mean, for a wrestling fan.
Still early access though, so hopefully they'll.
It seems like
still
it's pretty complete. Like,
I don't know what more they. If this was my type of game, I think I'd already be super happy.
Yeah, for sure.
When I first saw this, it reminded me of a wrestling game from the 90s that I had forgotten all about. So I did a little research and finally found it. WWF WrestleFest. I remember this game just being so...
This is the one from the arcade. This is the classic.
I was so enthralled by this game. I would just like watch this and be amazed by it.
Yep.
I love to play this game. And it had all the old classic wrestlers from the 90s.
All wrestling games that I review are based on this game right here.
Yeah.
I never played this one.
Not me. I played the one on the NES.
Yeah, I played the console one.
Oh, you guys weren't arcade guys then.
I was 3 years old when this game came out.
Pit Fighter. All right. Yeah, that game. So when I saw this, it reminded me of that. So
it does look a lot like that.
I went to search for it, and it seems like Fire Pro Wrestling actually has been around for a long time. Like, there was games of this, like, even dating back to the 90s, probably in a very basic form. But
well, when we were doing our stuff in this game, there was kind of elements that it seemed like maybe you should know about. So it made it feel like this was part of a franchise or a series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that doesn't surprise me at all that you're saying that.
That's cool. I'm actually interested in this. I'm going to check that one out.
Well, we got family share. FYI.
Just don't play it more than you got 1 hour, 15 minutes to play it.
Yep.
And I got to return it.
Yep. But you can buy it and then we'll play it off your family share.
Yeah, for sure. So Bobby has done a little bit of work for me on the side and I pay him in games. But then I'm just buying them for myself because...
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's fucking awesome.
Makes
sense. Win-win.
Yep.
So the last game that I wanted to talk about is Dark Souls.
Woohoo! The original or what?
The first one.
So, why are you playing the first one? Just out of curiosity.
Because I've got lots of friends, including lots of listeners who are very into the Dark Souls games. One of the guys that I play Heroes of the Storm with is very into it as well. So I told him a couple months ago, like this summer, I want to get into a Dark Souls game and I'm going to need you to guide me through this. And he was like, yeah, sure, I'd love to do it. That's, you know, I love that game even more than HOTS. I'm like, oh, settle down there, dude.
Yeah, slow your roll.
But so sure enough, this summer, I'm like, which one should we play? He's like, oh, you got to start with the first one. So first of all, I'm using two mods. I'm using DS Fix, which is like a one-stop mod that lets you adjust the resolution and, you know, anti-aliasing, depth of field, all that stuff.
Makes it look prettier. HUD.
Yeah, it basically updates.
It's already a gorgeous game, though.
I don't know about that. The
first one?
It's a good game, but it's got some janky
back in my day when I played it.
Yeah.
That's what I felt.
But I'm using DS Fix, which I think is a must-have for this. And I'm also using this thing called DSCM, which, you know, you can you can get the soapstone, write your name on the ground, someone else can see it, and then they can enter your world, and you can do co-op that way. You can also have, you know, people come in to kill you in other way, or not through the soapstone. But DSCM helps you find the people you want to find better by adding them to a favorites list. So if you're going to do co-op, because he's basically walking me through this. I will say this. I finally understand why people like these games so much. We played Dark Souls 2 when it came out, Emilio and I. I don't know if anyone else did. That was one of the first games I remember buying specifically for this podcast. Like, this is a new big game. Everyone's talking about it. I feel like we should get it, play it, and talk about it. And I just did not get into it. Dark Souls 2, I could not connect with that game.
Was it because you had a terrible partner in Emilio?
Oh, no. We didn't figure out how to co-op until we're, like, way into it.
Okay. Yeah.
So I started playing Dark Souls 1, and I had somebody who was well-versed in the game, like knows so much about it, and was able to walk me through everything and basically hold my hand, and now I can kind of appreciate it. But I do not know. Yeah, Clown Lotion is asking if I'm using a controller. The answer is yes.
Okay, you
I did
have
not
to.
Use a controller in Dark Souls 2, but in 1, I could not get the keyboard and mouse to act right. The support for the keyboard and mouse was so bad, like the mouse just, the sensitivity could not be configured correctly. So I just started from the beginning, said, I'm going to use a controller. And this game is actually making me a lot better with a controller because of that. But this game is, you know, people always talk about Dark Souls like, you know, their favorite metal band. Like, it's so brutal. And I'm like, all right, dude, whatever. But now that I play it, I understand what they mean. Like, the game is not just hard. It's unfair.
Yeah.
And you kind of get used to it.
Unfair.
Because, unfair. Because when you do something, you do something that you have every right to do. Like, I'm going to walk over here because that looks like the way to go. And then just something falls on your head and kills you. And it's like, well, you're dead. All right, don't do that again. Like, lesson learned. It's like Super Meat Boy.
But is that a lesson learned? Like, could you have looked up and seen? Or is it just you're going to die that time and then you get learn not to go that way?
There's a small chance you could. But, for instance, there's characters that look like bushes and you would have no way of knowing that they come to life behind you. The characters spawn behind you and run there. So there are times that you are meant to die. Like, you're going to walk up and something's going to happen. You're going to die. And now you know. Next time you go to that area, you can't
die. Or, like, when the dragon sweeps in and breathes fire on you because you didn't move fast enough. Or if you just roll sideways into oblivion. Like, that's all the appeal in this, because it's like how vulnerable you actually are in these type of video game worlds. I feel like a lot of video games, they point out the obvious for you all the freaking time. And Dark Souls, they take that away. They put you, of course, you're going to be strong and be a hero by the end of the game. But at the same time, they put you in a position where, like, in reality, you would be dying over and over and quickly, and there's no, you know, there's no, what's it called, GG, no RE, or
but I don't want to be struck by lightning respawn. You know what I mean? Like I don't want to be like, just I'm walking and then I'm dead.
Well, that's like, pretty much how it is, you know. And I can understand that in some games, like Super Meat Boy, they do that. Like, you are meant to die in that game and try again, but you respawn instantly and you're back doing the same thing. Dark Souls is like, well, you're dead now, you have to walk all the way back, collect your souls, do everything all over again.
No, I like it, because if you know how you died and you walk all the way back, or you don't make it back, it's basically saying you're not good enough.
That's your
if you're good enough, you should be able to go back and collect those souls, because you've been through it all before, you made it to that point. But getting back to that point, you actually still have to freaking try. There is no, like, easy mode way around this game, which is what I like about it.
You guys know how I feel about single player games. I play all my single player games on, like, normal difficulty now, just because I'm not really trying to impress anybody. I'm not trying to be the best at solitaire here. So when I was playing Dark Souls, and he was explaining everything to me, and he was actually being a very good guide. He's like, you know, we would get invaded by other players. Here's an example. We would get invaded by other players, and he's like, go for it, see if you can take him. And I'd be like, all right. And I'd run in, and I'd get my ass kicked, and then he'd step in and stab the dude in the back. He's like, well, that was a good try, you know? Like, he would let me go out and kind of fail a little bit.
People are still playing Dark Souls 1?
So many people. We got invaded so many times. This game is still incredibly popular.
That sounds like a good dad that just throws you in the pool.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but doesn't let me drown.
Right.
So, and also, what we were doing is like, oh, we're being invaded. All right, so this is what we're going to do. I'm going to stand over here in this corner. You're going to be the bait. You stand over there. And when he comes, I'm going to jump out and stab him in the back. Like, oh, because the guys that come in Dark Souls 1 can be out of your league. They can be much higher level. I guess they fixed that in later Dark Souls. But yeah, so he was a very good guide, and he let me kind of go out and explore and fail a little bit, but not too much. So it was like devastating losses. The part I'm at right now is the gaping dragon, who looks like a giant vagina with teeth.
Nice.
I think there was a movie about
that. So hot.
Yeah. That's not very far into the game, but I want to say I've spent maybe 6 hours playing this game. If I didn't have him, like, and I had to learn all this stuff on my own and figure it out. I mean, I would have to go online and research and figure this out to make some progress. But, like, yeah, yeah. I mean, you either have to go online and figure it out or have someone, a friend who knows what's going on. But if you were to figure all this out on your own, because they don't tell you where to go, what to do. Like, there's so many pitfalls. It's, I just can't imagine, like, the people who pioneer these games. It's insane to me. But I do, I can appreciate the game for what it is. And, you know, playing it with him, like, I can totally appreciate it. But I would never play this game by myself. Like, he asked me today, you know, like, hey, you making any more progress? I'm like, fuck no, dude. I'm not playing that game without you. Kidding me?
Bobby gets carried in Dark Souls. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It sounds like he's made, like, through good tutoring, he's made you a fan, you know? Because had it been an asshole that introduce you or try to guide you through, you would be like, fuck this game.
I feel like he would be a good person to learn Dota 2 with.
Yeah, like that type of learning.
Yeah.
And by the way, Clown Lotion joined the live podcast channel a while ago. We said, hey, Clown. Everybody said, hi, how's it going? How you been? Not a word. Somebody says, Dark Souls. Fuck yeah, Souls. Are you using a controller? Please tell me you use a controller. Open world RPG. There's also lore. Blah, blah, blah. So if you want to talk to Clown Lotion, just open with Dark Souls.
People are passionate about this game, and I can understand why. Like, there's a whole community behind it. And it is a good game. Like, I'll give it that. The first one does feel a little janky. The graphics are a little weird. I really like the character models. Like, everybody looks really cool.
It makes me want to play this game over since you're playing it.
I feel like I would appreciate three more. Like, they, yeah, Dark it needs Souls a little more polish.
They're all really good.
Well,
like, regardless of,
I just
where
bought it on the Steam sale.
They're all really good.
Yeah. So you can family share it.
I'm a little, I don't know about jumping into a Dark Souls game alone. Although I did.
Well, you and I could do this.
You're never alone. You're part of the Twitch community and our Discord community, might I add.
I did stream a lot of
this. That's
true. And Bill the Heel was watching and giving me some advice as well while I was going.
What hasn't that guy played? And what hasn't he coached?
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. He's always tuning in. He's my number one Twitch fan. But yeah, he's played quite a few games. And so many people are familiar with Dark Souls. Like, it's crazy. Like, I don't understand why people do this to themselves.
Like,
so I don't know.
Bobby.
I'm going to continue playing this game, and I'll probably continue to stream it as well. But I'm getting carried, man.
Give the new people your stream info.
Twitch.tv/Robert_digital.
And it's definitely not DLGaming.net.
Yeah.
That's definitely not it.
No, here's the thing, dude. If I'm streaming, you can see it in the Discord up in the top right corner. It says streaming.
Doesn't help us.
And if you want to get on our Discord, hit it up, DLGaming.net.
There you go.
Clown, did you play The Surge yet?
And the nice thing about this...
Yeah, I did. It's awesome.
The nice thing about Dark Souls, too, it's been a while since I played one, but some of my best streaming highlights are from Dark Souls, because there's just so much that's invested emotionally into playing this game that you will see, like, excuse the biggest me. Upsets, yet the most, like, glorious victory dances and stuff like that when it comes to games like Dark Souls. It's great. I just have to beat one of the Dark Souls. I've played them all, but I haven't beaten all but Demon Souls. So
I bought three. I haven't played it yet because I'm scared like a little girl.
Oh, my gosh.
But I will play it up till the first boss and let you guys know
how it is up until the first boss.
I think after you play enough of a Dark Souls game, you start to understand it. And I started to learn as I went through. So, you know, first it's funny because I play Heroes of the Storm with this guy, and then this is the first game we played other than that. So he's telling me things like, dude, I've played video games before. I know what that is. You know, come on, give me a little credit here. But also, they send you into a room, there's a boss, and you're not supposed to fight him. You're just supposed to run past him. Like, they don't tell you that. So that happens quite a bit. So after I started encountering all these things, I started to pick up on this. So I come to this area. I'm walking down a hallway. I see one of these little Jawa ninja dudes that like to jump on your back and stab you in the neck. And then there's like a little there's like a little nook, you know, off to the side. I'm like, all right, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to come at this dude right here, and his buddy's over here in the cut. He's going to come jump at me and try to stab me in the back. So I jump out with my lunge attack, which is the OP move right there. You just right, you do heavy attack forward, and you bam, right in the face. Turn around, and sure enough, there's a dude right there. Turn around and killed him too. So awesome. Like you start to pick up on the patterns. You start to read these things. You know, they can't get it by me, man. I'm from the streets, so I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, a lot of the bosses real in the too. Streets. It's once yeah. you obtain certain weapons or, you know, buff up a little bit more, you can always go back and kill them. Whereas the beginning, you can kill them. Like, I remember, I forget which game it was. Maybe it was Demon's Souls. Maybe it was Dark Souls 1. But you literally start out in trapped in a room with a giant boss, and you die to move on. And, like, the first thing it does is kill you off.
That's like Battlefield 1 right now.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There is a very slim chance that you can actually beat that boss. But if you're just picking up the game and playing for the first time, he is kicking your ass and he's sending you in the underworld, and that's how you start the game.
Fuck that.
Was that Demon's Souls thing, guys?
None of us.
Okay. None of us.
All right.
There was one like that in Secret World. Secret World's got these. There's different kind of mission types, but one of the mission types is. It looks like a little computer, and it's going to be a challenge, and you're supposed to be looking shit up and all, and you can just cheat your way through it by looking it up on like Wikipedia's or whatever. But one of these ones,
do
I was
you remember
just
remember back in the day.
Yeah, there is still GameFAQs, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was just stumped, and finally I looked it up, and it's like, yeah, you want to kill yourself with a slash reset, and then the doors open when you're dead. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Yeah. Fuck this game.
Yeah.
All right. Listener questions?
Let's do it.
All right. First one coming from Warconius. Any console exclusive franchises you'd love to see come to the PC? I feel like we've covered this, but there's always new answers to this.
I feel like I answered this earlier with my Phoenix Wright.
Yeah, there you go. Phoenix Wright. That's a good one.
I had never even heard of that.
Last of Us, Uncharted.
Yeah, but those are the obvious answers. Are there any recent games? I think we got our wish with Destiny 2 coming to the PC.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a big one.
And I'm really honest about this, and I wish it would happen. The entire Nintendo needs to make third party.
They need to be stopped making consoles.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Mario Party games, PC, Mario games.
Chad, you can't say stop making consoles because the Switch. There's still you can't get them in Japan right now. Like so popular the Switch is, so they did well with this one. But why not also port to PC?
Because then you don't buy the Switch.
Because no one would buy consoles.
But we're not. I don't know.
They're holding the games hostage.
That's the whole point.
Make more money.
That's the whole point of first party.
They would overall
make no. Let me.
Certain cell phones use certain plugins.
No,
because they want to hold on to.
Hold on. The point of consoles. Is you get money for everybody else that puts their product on consoles. So if you're taking a hit on every single game that you make on consoles, you still come out ahead because Call of Duty 4 and all these other fucking games that are coming out on your console, you're making money off the whole thing, like Steam.
So business-wise, it wouldn't be a good idea for them.
It would be the worst idea they ever did.
Yeah. I disagree.
Because don't they lose like a ton of money on each console they sell?
Well, like PS4. It depends. I'm not sure if the Switch is being sold at a loss. But PS4s and Xboxes.
I remember hearing about that. Like they lose money when they sell those.
Yeah.
All right. Fastidious asks, how do you guys feel about most big games releasing now being cross-platform with consoles? I think that's great. I think if they do a first-person shooter like that, it's going to be really lopsided. But for games like Rocket League and games like Gears of War 4, I think that's fucking incredible that you can play Gears of War 4 co-op with somebody on their Xbox.
Yeah.
Like, how long did it take us to get that?
I don't think it's ironed out yet, though. Like, when I played Gears of War 4 and I was sniping, it was so easy. Like, I was a level 1 sniper with these badass level 29 dudes, and we beat hard on... Just because, like, I was on a mouse. It was so easy. And the other thing that's not good either is that the graphics have to sometimes be, or different things have to be leveled out or lowered because of the consoles. I don't know if I was going to get a better game if it didn't have cross-platform, if that's better than not having cross-platform.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know how much or what percentage or how much it affects it, but
here's the thing, dude. Most games are just so reliant on the community behind them now.
Yeah, so
if you can expand the community by having cross-platform, then I think that's just a good thing, hands down.
Yeah.
Like Rocket League, 100%, that's the greatest move they ever made, for sure. Gears, it's hard. It's hard to
I think a game like Borderlands would do beautifully with cross-platform.
Yeah,
Borderlands
would be for sure.
Yep.
Yeah,
for
co-op sure. games versus co-op, would get way too lopsided. You couldn't do that.
And one more small complaint about it is, hey, guys, how do I drop my weapon? Oh, push LBR or hold down the L trigger. And I'm like, I don't have an L trigger, dude.
I wouldn't happened a few times. I wouldn't mind cross-platform if, of course, how the game was intended to be played and at like, you know, a performance and graphical level for PC gamers.
But if it's diminished.
But if it's ported from console to PC, I can deal with that. But vice versa, I don't think I could. And then if there's a way that you could either have the option to play with console gamers or keep yourself segregated from them.
No.
Is that a really like PC?
Wow, elitist? Master Race.
Yeah.
No. Calm down over there, Master Race.
Most games do that, right? Like Rocket League for sure does that.
Not to my knowledge. You can see what they're playing.
What does Rocket League do? Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact on PlayStation, it is required that you can option out to join with PC gamers.
Oh.
So
I don't think it works the other way around.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't know. I played a little Rocket League recently, and most of the people I play with and against are on PlayStation.
But I know for a fact on PC, you can option out of joining with console players. There's an option in the options to do that.
Maybe I haven't looked for that. I didn't even think to
see. Okay, when I say I know for a fact, I meant like I'm 90% sure that you can do that.
All right. Fastidious also asked, can you guys make some DLG thongs for all our bitches?
I'm wearing one right now, Fastidious. I will send you my one right
now. You know what my response is? Buy a t-shirt at full price and cut it up and make your own damn thong.
Boom.
You could braid that shit. You could thread that shit. You could like add tassels into that shit.
Bedazzle
it for us.
Yeah.
Give us like...
Bejazzle it.
Bejizzle it.
We'd be down to make whatever you guys are interested in. I don't think more than you, Fastidious, would want to buy it, though. Right?
The dream is to be able to have someone dress themselves head to toe in DLG gear.
Yeah, including shoes.
I would love for us to get stickers. That would be fun.
Yeah, stickers.
Fun story. Right, I went out.
That's my
goal. I went
goal.
Out drink. Well, since I don't have my computer and I had friends in
might
town,
as well booze it up.
I went drinking and I went out to this amazing tiki bar. Downtown behind Craft and Commerce. What's it called? The Lost Totem.
I haven't been there.
It's a speakeasy. You have to make reservations
and
get in line to get through the back. It's very nice. But anyways, while I was there, a gentleman mentioned that he had a podcast and he gave me a sticker and he's like, here, can I give you some stickers? Would this be weird? Can I give you stickers? Reach out to me. So.
So the moral of the story is we need stickers.
Yeah.
Bobby. I don't know why I picked out Bobby for that.
I got it prepped. I'm ready to go. I did my research.
Like, no, we might not have thongs, but maybe we'll have stickers.
But a big enough sticker can work as a thong.
Or a combination of stickers can also be a thong.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
The possibilities are endless.
The DLG edible
Bobby's
thong.
I'm falling asleep over here.
I know.
All right. Emu Killer messaged me and was asking if there was a way to be notified when our live podcast is starting. And I told him, you know, we don't have anything yet, but that's something that we really want to do. Because
there is something that I do. If you guys do not follow our Steam group, I would say at least 75% of the time, I will post right before we do a live recording.
Steam alert or whatever
that
is.
Yeah, it's a Steam alert. So if you're at your computer and you have those notifications on, which you should, I don't think there's any way to turn them off,
but
it'll show when we're going live.
Yeah, but I think we need to notify people a little more in advance. Because typically around Wednesday, we start talking, figuring out what our weekend's like and when we can all get together. And we try to aim for like Saturday afternoon, Sunday.
So we need to get better at this.
You know what we could do? You know how our Discord channel says live_podcast. We could just rename it every single week, the actual
date
and time. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
But this, the one that we have up is last week's one. It would be weird.
That's true, too.
To have next week's.
Yeah.
Maybe a calendar on the website?
Why don't we talk about this off
we want to figure something out.
If you have an idea, send it our way.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Oh, the
but
places
what
you'll
we
go.
Would like to do is by Wednesday, because we put our episode out on Tuesday. We record that episode typically the weekend before, and we would like to let you, the listener, know by Wednesday when we are recording live so that you can have a little heads up and attend, because we never do it the same time every week. It's really difficult for us. We try to do that, but it doesn't always happen.
Yep.
Sunday afternoons is the goal.
Yeah.
Right.
Emu Killer, you just broke up the whole podcast.
Yeah. But thank you. That was a good suggestion. Yeah.
All right.
We need to get it figured out.
Next question coming from Mushroom Buddha.
Good
name.
I know
desktop is usually always the way to go, but would you guys ever recommend a good gaming laptop if the specs were right? Ooh.
No.
Hey, yeah. I did it.
See, for me, it's not about the specs. There are great gaming laptops out there. The problem is the screen and the keyboard. That's the problem with the gaming laptop.
Or you have it closed and you have your screen and your laptop as a desktop.
Also, dedicated video memory. That's another big thing.
Well, yeah, you can't upgrade a gaming laptop either.
But what Bobby or Chad's saying is, like, use it as your tower.
Use it as a dock. You dock it and you just treat it.
That's what I did with my gaming laptop.
That's what we're saying. Bang for our buck.
Yeah, it'd be cheaper and also more cost effective, and you can upgrade it. And
but if you are also mobile, like, for example, this week, I wish I had a laptop because I'd be taking it back to San Diego and back to L.A. all week. But I don't have that. So there are situations where you kind of wish you had a laptop. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I think the choice is you get a gaming desktop, you get a nice one, and if you need something on the side, you get something really cheap that you can play
Hearthstone
or these.
I would say the latter. I would say if you got money to blow, go ahead and buy yourself a really nice gaming laptop, because that shit is expensive. And it won't last you very long, but if you really like the mobility option of it and you have the money to spend, if you don't have the money to spend, invest in a desktop. That's going to, that's going to last you longer.
Your dollar will go more.
But if you have money to spend, get the laptop, because why the fuck not?
Yeah. But if you had money to spend, you could get a new laptop every year or whatever it is. You could keep it up to date if you... But it would just be a lot more money.
This is my lifestyle. Like, I don't know how many people it applies to, but when I go places and I would need a laptop, I'm doing things where I wouldn't be able to play anyway. Like, I'm on vacation or I'm like visiting family. Like, I'm not going to be in a corner playing video games while I'm supposed to be doing this or that.
Yeah, as far as gaming is concerned.
That's
For me at the time, it was very nice because I was really big on LANing. With my brothers, with friends.
So, yeah.
Back in the day, I used to host huge LAN parties, but now it would make no sense to me, especially for the cost.
But even now, my little micro ATX is literally just a box. The only reason I didn't take it back down to San Diego is because I had that giant monitor that I was scared of. Mm-hmm. But my computer, I would have taken all over the place. You know what I mean? It's more the monitor that I'm concerned with.
Yeah, maybe if you want to attend events like QuakeCon.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, final question coming from MSB Dorothy. Who's that?
Who is that?
Who knows?
We don't know.
Directed towards Emilio, a Warframe update is coming that will have an MMO open world section. Are you guys excited?
Well, Warframe is a fantastic game. I was a huge fan of it for the 3 days that I played it. The problem is, I got to keep the train moving.
A bitch.
So it doesn't matter how much I like the game or something like
this.
But
wait, we got a new patch coming
out. But this would be worth taking another look at. So am I excited? I don't know. I don't know how much more I would like. I kind of like the whole instanced run with your boys or just run alone kind of thing. I don't really need an MMO. I don't like running back and forth with this quest. It's the worst shit ever. It doesn't sound like that's what this will be. But
it would be nice.
I'm excited, but I'm excited to go back to Warframe.
It would be nice to show yourself off if you've leveled up and you have all these fucking cool gear. Like, one of the downsides in this game is you never get to show your shit off. Like, that's one of the things in the MMOs that's cool, you know?
Yeah, so you look so badass.
Yeah. So I would be interested in going to, a hub world and seeing all these cool people with all these cool effects and shit. Like, I'm down with that.
It's so funny that, like, you like to show off in MMOs, but in real world, you're, like, not a show-off guy.
I'm wearing a tank top right now.
Oh, that's true.
Why is that? Why is that?
You're showing off how fat you are?
Yeah, or? That's it. You got it.
All right, Emilio, you got some new hardware you're going to tell us about, right?
Well, I'm just going to say what I got. I got the HyperX Cloud,
Revolver.
Revolver.
They just threw a couple buzzwords together. And fucking
they rolled the buzzword dice, and this is what came up.
We got Cloud, Revolver, and gaming. Yep,
and HyperX.
We're going to roll with this.
Putting Cloud in there just takes all of Cloud Nine's like hype. For free, they just grabbed it.
Or did somehow? Are they hoping people get confused and they think there's like some cloud computing or something going on with these?
Might have to do with the comfort. I must say they are extremely comfortable. They do. First thing Sam told me when I put them on was, "You look like a pilot." I don't know if that meant like a dashing pilot or a pilot that crashes planes. It's only 4 stars on Amazon, but PC Gamer said, if you got $90 to spend, this is what you buy on Prime Day. This is like fantastic. I don't know if they're sponsored. I want to have it more than 2 days before I give it a fantastic,
they look very much like
a final say. So let me go on. Oh, yeah. And by the way, I went back to Wired. There's just so many issues with
that. Wait, hold on. You didn't know you went back to Wired when you bought these. I mentioned that they were Wired.
I didn't bought them. They were like in my cart.
Oh, okay.
You came in at the right time. And I was like, no, I'm going to pull the trigger. Because I think...
You want to tell the story why you don't like Wired?
Yeah, because I used to strangle myself when I was beating off. But it's way...
I didn't know you were going to actually just say that.
Yeah.
But you surprise me sometimes.
I beat off way different now, so it's okay.
Okay.
People like that, you know.
And you have a partner now to beat off for you.
Yeah. Well, how did I describe it the first time? I was so around the bush, like beating around the bush. I was saying, like, I go to self-help websites, and sometimes when I'm done with the session, I like to stand up. Sometimes my cord is underneath my wheel, and then I get yanked down, and all the self-help goes away.
Yep.
Ew. But I kind of feel your pain on that one, because that's how I used to complain about all of my Wired.
While you were looking up self-help sites?
Now I get up, and I go to the bathroom, I walk away. I never miss a lobby queue. I used to... CSGO, I used to all the time, and you get timed out if you missed a queue generally. So I would get in trouble all the time with missing queues, but now I don't miss a beat.
The mobility of a wireless headset was nice. I'd miss a few parts about it, but
all in all, Wired or wireless, what do you go with?
Wired for sure. Not just a headset, dude. I'm like beyond headsets.
Are you currently wired? Or do you have a headset?
I have a mic, and I plug earbuds into that. And, you know, I noticed I'm considering getting nicer earbuds, like maybe Bose earbuds or something, because when I was playing Doom, I was playing on my Bose Audio. It simulated 5.1 surround. It sounded beautiful. And then I would start streaming, so I'd plug in my earbuds, and everything sounded real tinny and terrible. So I am considering upgrading the earbuds, but I really don't like headphones.
Think about earbuds. If you don't take them around town, they're going to last you a super long time. Mm-hmm. So anyway, all I'm saying is, like, when I stood up and it would pank my head back, the wrong thing would get bejizzled, is what I'm telling you.
Wow.
I'm the complete opposite of Bobby. I can't do earbuds because look at my... Emilio's closest to me. Emilio, look at my ear. There's something wrong with it. Can't you see?
There's no hole.
There's a hole, obviously, but
no,
there's
no... No, you have no hole in your ear.
What are you talking about?
There's no hole there.
Are you talking
about
the...
You're holeless.
Are you talking?
Are you talking about the potato that's hanging out of there?
You're holeless right now.
There, like, the part that holds the earbud up, it's...
Yeah, you don't have a shelf there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm missing a shelf. So
you're like a freak of nature.
No matter what earbud it is, even the ones that go around the ear do not fit in my ear, because there's nothing that actually... I have defect ears, so earbuds are the bane of me since the beginning of time.
Wow.
So I'm screwed when it comes to
earbuds. No wonder when she saw those people with earbuds, she's like, wow, don't they look like a bunch of derogatory name here, insert whatever you like. because she's jealous.
I think all
so
I said
jelly.
Was you, Air Buds,
yep.
please.
Yeah.
I wasn't actually demeaning.
I dislike both wired and wireless. I know this is a surprise. I hate
go back to speakers.
I hate wireless because there's always kind of a latency or they'll skip every once in a while.
Yeah. And then wired is
and then wired I'm jerking no. Wired like you can't move anywhere. If you want to do anything, you have to take your headset off.
Piss is usually what you get
Piss.
For a beer.
87 times a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, next week a full review. I'm holding off. Right now I do like them though.
All right. We got a little bit of news here. We'll burn through that.
Big news. This is exciting.
Completely yeah. custom characters coming to PUBG, also FPS-only servers.
Yep. So mm-hmm. you're going to be able to customize everything on your character. From the things that I saw, it
cock
looked
size.
Like... Maybe. It looks like
I need
you can
Russ
pretty
level
much do whatever.
Conan level cocks.
Waist size, arm size, width, all that stuff. It looks like an MMO... And you're creating your character.
But
I don't know how much.
What are the caches for? The cases unlocking the.
I don't know
clothing.
If they're keeping those or maybe that unlocks
those
more
are
options.
Not a very popular part of the game, anyway.
Yeah,
I've never once bought one. I just have the coins just sitting there,
like 10 coins.
I think I'm up to
right
30.
There? Is that who I'm looking at?
What
is that player unknown right there?
I don't think so. Maybe though. He should stay unknown if that's what he looks like.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. He looks like one of the zombies he's playing.
First of all, Rick.
Wow.
Dude, he's player unknown.
Yeah. Just on his gamer
cloud. That's got a lot of cachet for the gamer
yeah,
girls.
Yeah, exactly.
The other thing is more important, though, from my perspective, and that's the first person only servers.
Yeah, it's a whole new game mode, basically. That's going to change things quite a bit. I wonder if you're still going to be able to swivel your head. Probably well, only 180, right?
You can they have the leans.
No, not the leans. I mean, when you're running, you could look directly behind.
Oh,
you.
I'm sure you can't.
Yeah, I bet it's only going to be like 180, yeah, like a regular neck, right?
Yeah, regular.
Yeah, not an owl neck anymore. Anyway, so if you prefer first-person shooters and you said that PUBG is bullshit, now is your time to get in. You have no more excuses.
Cool. What else we got?
All right. Next up, Star Wars Battlefront 2 single-player video released.
I put thoughts on there because you're playing as the Empire, and it's kind of showing you how the Empire works from the inside and how ranking works and all these things. You're part of this thing called the Inferno Squad, which I think is the worst name ever, but you're kind of like this secret task force, and you're playing as a female protagonist. I guess you guys haven't seen the video, but... What do you think about playing from the Empire side?
Well, awesome. I've seen the video, first of all.
Yeah, I was talking to the other two.
Yeah.
I have not.
It looks fantastic. The graphics look absolutely amazing in this game. And I'm glad there's an emphasis on single-player campaign, storytelling. Like, that's what I want out of a Battlefront game, out of a Star Wars game in general. Because it's been a while since we've had a really good single-player Star Wars game. Maybe Force Unleashed, I don't know. Dark Forces 2, possibly. Could be the last great one.
Time to Dark Forces 2. We're almost up to 2 hours, guys. That's a lot.
That's a new record.
Time. Yeah, man. New record.
Yeah. The whole female protagonist thing, I mean, sure, why not seeing it from the Emperor's side? I mean, this is all stuff that they explained early on when they first announced this game. Like, the idea is that it's going to show, just like Rogue One, the way the developer explained it, I'm going to paraphrase what he said. You know, Rogue One was seeing the rebels, but seeing them as kind of like a gray area. You know, they were good guys, but they also had kind of a bad side to them. And we're looking at the Empire the exact same way. We're used to seeing them as the bad guys, but there are some good things about them as well. You know, like we see their side of the story, basically. So I'm interested in that perspective. The graphics look amazing. Like, I'm actually very excited for Battlefront 2.
Emilio ruined me for Battlefront. I am not interested in anything Battlefront related pretty much anymore.
I feel like the cost for Star Wars games, it's too damn high for me. Like,
you see your money at work at this, at least.
Well,
graphically.
Yeah.
Is anybody else just kind of annoyed with this?
Here we go.
Here it comes.
You know what really grinds my gears?
No, like... The Empire, by definition, was not supposed to be PC. There was There was not a single
politically correct. You mean?
Yeah.
Oh,
there was not a single.
I see why you're
there was
hesitant.
Not a single girl in any of their. Like, it wasn't supposed to be PC. And now we're at this age of PC-ness, and now we want the main character as a female character. But that ruins what the concept was. These were fucking supposed to be Nazis, space Nazis.
Like fascists.
They were fascists. They didn't want aliens. They didn't want females. They wanted the fucking everybody to look the same and act the same and be the same. I don't know. Like, I understand that we're in this PC culture, but... Like, this was supposed to be space Nazis.
I think you're
what
literally...
What the fuck?
You're the only person that this is bothering.
I don't know if that's the Empire's outlook on things.
It was. There's not a single alien in the Empire. That is the whole concept of them.
That's true.
They weren't about...
They are fascists.
They are...
Especially in...
They are the definition of being all the same. They wanted clones, for Christ's sake.
Especially the newest one. That made them look exactly like Nazis.
Yeah, like... If this had been the Rebel side, I would have been thrilled to have a female main character. Rogue One, I thought that was awesome that they did the main character. The new Star Wars, the Episode 7, the female main character, I loved it. But these are fucking Nazis.
Yeah.
Like, they're not supposed to have a female...
You want me over on this argument. I was going to shit all over you, but I see what you're saying.
That was all that bothered me about this.
Yep.
Now I sound like a sexist. God damn it.
No, I don't think so. Because
no, as for me, I'm very indifferent about anything Star Wars lore.
Yeah.
I feel like it's one of those things where... what was it recently? Guardians of the Galaxy 2, the whole, when they put the big guy, come on.
Thanos?
No.
Groot?
No.
Thorax or whatever.
The guy behind it all.
Well, no, thanks for ruining it. I haven't seen
the guy behind
volume
it all,
2.
Like, who created all the comics?
Oh.
Stan Lee.
When they put him in the movie and they totally fucked up some timeline and people were tripping balls over it.
No.
And for me, it wasn't an
issue. Can't take it too seriously.
Sorry, I forgot Stan Lee. Like, then they were making like
we're gonna get
an
letters,
issue out of something I didn't even realize was an issue. So,
yeah.
So it's just one of those things where there's so many ways to rip apart the lore that I can't be mad at it. I really can't, I guess.
Fair enough.
There must have been some badasses, chicks, that they could, undeniable.
Any good female Empire character was edited out when they did the retcon for, you know, when it was bought out.
Yeah.
They retconned Mara Jade out. They retconned, like, a lot of these, like, really interesting.
Explain retcon.
Well, the fact that they made it an official thing, too, there it has to play into... You know, some general overall positive, you know, acceptance of this.
I don't think I.
Otherwise,
ever
it would have not have made it to this point.
So it's just like if you did a movie about Nazis right now, would you put black people in Nazis? Would you put females in Nazis? No, you wouldn't. Like, it's not historically accurate.
The Death Star launch lady, she was evil as fuck.
But wait a second, Gunslinger is black. That's not accurate. But I'm pretty sure that's going to be badass. Have you seen the new trailer for the Dark Tower movie?
Yeah, they never say if he's white or not.
They say really? He looks like Harrison Ford? No, that's wrong.
No, you're thinking of Dan Brown.
All right, let's wrap this bitch up.
Okay.
We're just going to keep...
I'm going to keep digging holes in myself.
Yeah.
Apologies if you think I'm sexist or racist.
I don't.
Go ahead and email Emilio at dlgaming.
No, yeah. At dlgaming.net, yeah. not .com. Don't make a mistake either.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We had to ditch our first Instagram because she used the wrong dot.
Did you ever get my original emails? Yeah, you did.
All right, let's wrap this up.
I never got one from you.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so...
are we talking next week?
Sure.
I'm going to play more Secret World. And
sure.
Thimbleweed Park.
That little fucking piece of shit.
Oh, I'm out of work right now, so I am.
That sounds worse than the actual situation.
I'm out of work right now.
Okay, man, that's true.
Right?
Though. Yeah.
So I'm looking to see if maybe I can start doing some streaming.
Can you say that you're going to have your third interview with the dream job? That's fair to say. Third interview.
I do have a third interview coming up
with a
well-known company.
Yeah,
in the video
which
game
field. You
won't
be able to say either.
Yeah, which I will not be saying.
But everyone will figure out anyway.
No, you won't. Anyways, so I'm out of work. I have a lot of time, like Bobby, right now, and I'm thinking about streaming, but I need to get my desk up to LA. So I might know a guy. I'm going to suck Emilio's dick all the way up to LA, but I might be streaming a little bit next week. So
that would be awesome.
I believe my handle is DL Flopsy, all one word. So maybe you'll see me on there. Maybe you won't.
All right. What are you guys playing?
I will never stop playing PUBG, I don't think. But I also, the Hive, I keep wanting to play it. I bought it during the Steam sale. It's a single player RTS, story driven. What I like about this is I can play it at my own pace and I'm not playing.
What game is it?
It's called The Hive.
Oh, The Hive.
Yeah. And yeah, I think you play like an insect race that's kind of like taking over a forest. That's how it looks like. Hmm. But then when I loaded up the game, I saw spaceships and shit. So I don't know what that all means. But I've just been drawn to this game quite a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, the rating is shit.
And as for me, I'm going to try to figure out my computer sometime this week. My first couple days off are Wednesday and Thursday. And hopefully things go well for me in that front. If not, I'll be playing console games and or laptop games. Games that can run on my laptop.
I can give you a couple mobile games if you want some of those.
You'll hate them.
And pass.
Okay. Bobby? Right.
I'm going to continue to try to finish up some games, possibly Doom 3. I'm very close to the end of that one. Prey. A couple other games.
I'm sorry, Doom 3? You're playing it again?
No, I never beat it.
Oh.
Like three levels from the end. Okay. So I might just try to knock that one out. I have recently reinstalled and started playing Rogue Legacy again because I never beat that, but I'm having a little trouble getting back into it, so I don't know if that'll stick.
If you want to feel shitty about yourself, you can watch the guy who beats it on the first.
Yeah.
Like, you could just go in there and win with the dagger guy if you're awesome at video games
I think I've spent 20 hours in the game and I still haven't beat it. Like, it's taken me an absurd amount of time.
We've learned that's not a Metroidvania.
Continue. I don't think you're a roguelike guy, Bobby.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. Oh, you know why? Because they're all controller games for the most part. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them are platformer controller based. Yeah.
All right, finish me off.
Okay, so speaking for Bobby, Chad, Chi, and myself, be jizzled titties, everyone. Bye-bye.